You ever get that feeling like our whole world is held together with like duct tape and hope, especially when it comes to networks, right? One little thing goes wrong, a cable gets cut, a cell tower goes down. Suddenly we're back to like smoke signals.
Exactly.
But what if, okay, what if there was a way to like design these networks to be, you know, tough enough to handle those hiccups, but without like breaking the bank? And that's where this whole idea of the weighted tree augmentation problem comes in.
I think. So it's like this, imagine you've got this bare bones network, right? Like a tree, but only the branches, no extra connections, nothing. So the weighted tree augmentation problem, or TDAP for short, it basically asks, how do we add like support beams? Like, what's the cheapest way to add these extra links so that even if a branch breaks, the whole thing stays up?
So it's about more than just like preventing any failures, right?
Right.
It's about building in that like redundancy.
Exactly.
So the whole system doesn't just collapse if one part goes down.
Exactly. And this isn't just like a theoretical problem, you know, like this pops up everywhere. Telecoms, transportation systems, even like software design, making sure your software doesn't crash.
Okay, so this is like real world stuff we're talking about here. But okay, finding the absolute best way to do that, the perfect solution for something really big and complicated, like a massive network. That's got to be like a computational nightmare
It
then.
can be incredibly computationally expensive. That's why a lot of research focuses on just finding good enough solutions, like an approximation that gets you close to the best answer without needing to, like, you know, have a supercomputer run for a year to figure it out.
Because who's got time for that? So
Exactly.
how does this paper tackle that? What's their like shortcut?
So they focus on a method called ODDLP relaxation, which sounds very
That
complicated.
does.
But basically, it uses linear programming, which is a way to kind of like, if you imagine you're trying to find the best values, given a set of
It's
constraints.
like almost like setting up an equation for our network and then figuring out like the most efficient way to add those support beams, those extra links.
And we're looking for the cheapest way to add those links.
Okay.
Now, the catch is this ODDLP method,
Yeah.
it doesn't always give you the absolute cheapest solution.
Okay.
It gets close.
But it gets us close. That's the hope, right?
Exactly.
But how close is close enough?
That's the question.
Right. Like if I'm building a bridge, almost is not like a reassuring guarantee.
So that's what the researchers really dug into. They
Got
wanted to understand, how does this ODDLP method perform under different
it.
scenarios?
Okay.
So they started by looking at what are called two-level and three-level trees,
Okay.
which are basically very simple networks.
Okay, so instead of like a whole forest, we're starting with like a sapling. Something a little
Exacto.
easier to wrap our heads around.
Think of like a small company's org chart, maybe, or
Okay, yeah.
a tiny computer network.
Got it.
And the paper actually uses these really nice illustration
Oh, perfect.
figures si two through six, I think,
Okay.
to show how this works.
Visuals always help. I'm a visual learner,
Me
so.
too, me too. So yeah, what they do is they show that for these simpler networks,
Yeah.
the ODDLP method, it consistently gets you a solution that's at most 3/2 or 7/4 away from the perfect solution.
Okay, so I'm gonna need you to break that down for me a little bit. What does 3/2 or 7/4 actually mean in terms of like real world cost? Let's say for our bridge, right? What are we risking here? So even in a worst case scenario, we're only overpaying by like, what, half again as much? Or like almost double with that 7/4?
At most, in the worst case.
Which, I mean, that's not terrible, right? Especially if it saves us all that like computing power, all that time.
That's the trade-off.
But let's be real, the real world, it's not usually dealing with sapling networks, is it?
No, you're absolutely right. Like, think about a company with offices all over the world or the internet. That's
But yeah.
a whole other beast.
How do you even begin to apply this to something that massive? That feels like, you know, we were building with Legos, and now you're asking me to build like a whole, I don't know, Lego universe.
And that's where this paper, I think, gets really fascinating. They
Oh.
don't just stop at the small networks.
Okay.
They actually look at how this ODDLP method.
Yeah.
How it performs as the networks get bigger.
Okay.
More complicated. What they call K-level complexity.
Hold on. K-level?
Yeah. So
what is that? Break that down for me.
Basically, think of K as like the number of layers in your network.
Okay.
So a small local network that might have a low K value, right? Like 2 or 3.
Right.
Like the trees we talked about.
Okay, yeah.
But the internet. We're talking a massive K value.
Wow. Okay.
Layers upon layers of connections.
Okay. So as K goes up, things get like exponentially more complicated.
Right.
But how do they even begin to study that?
Right. So this is really cool. Remember that that analogy of like going from a Lego house to the Lego universe?
Yeah.
Imagine there was like a secret code, a pattern that dictates how those Legos fit together no matter how big you build.
Okay, that's kind of a mind-blowing concept.
Yeah.
Did they find that code?
So they found something really close. They found this connection to, get this, number theory.
Okay, number theory. Now I'm having flashbacks to, like, high school math class.
Yeah, right?
Which I honestly, I don't know how much I retain from those days.
Yeah.
How does number theory apply here?
So there's a sequence called the Jacobs-Stahl sequence.
Okay.
And it's this kind of like mathematical staircase, right? Where each step is related to the one before it in a specific way. And as you climb those stairs, meaning as your network gets more complex, K gets bigger.
Yeah.
The accuracy of this ODDLP shortcut, it might change in a way that mirrors those steps.
Oh, so it's not that it stops working.
Right.
It's that there's a way to like predict how it's going to change.
Exactly.
Based on this Jacobs-Stahl thing. Okay.
Yeah, and what they found is as K grows really large, that ODDLP, it might become a little less accurate.
Okay, so no such thing as a free lunch.
Right.
Got it.
But we can kind of anticipate how it's going to change.
Okay, so we can plan for that. We can adjust as we need to. That's still incredibly useful information, right?
Exactly. And even if it loses a little accuracy, it's still this incredibly powerful tool to use on these giant networks.
Right. Right. So, okay, we've got this ODDLP method, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's pretty good. Helps us optimize these networks even when they're huge. And we've got this whole Jacobs-Stahl sequence thing.
Right.
That helps us like keep track of how accurate it's all going to be as things get more complex.
I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here, but
there's a but.
There's always a but, isn't there?
Usually, yeah.
Especially with research. So what's the but? What's the catch?
Well, remember those two-level trees?
Yeah, our saplings, our little baby networks.
Right, the ones where we had that 3/2 guarantee.
Yeah, like a worst-case scenario, we're overspending by, like, half.
At most, yeah.
Right.
The thing is, we know that's true for those simpler cases.
But they haven't actually proven that the same guarantee, that 3/2, holds true for every single type of network, for all trees.
So even though it seems to work really well.
It does.
In those simpler cases, it's still kind of an open question whether that 3/2 thing is like a universal truth.
Exactly.
It's kind of frustrating.
It's frustrating, but I think it's more exciting than anything.
How so?
Because think about it. If we could prove it, if that 3/2 really does hold true everywhere.
Yeah.
That could change how we solve these problems, how we optimize networks, period.
Wow. We're talking like potentially revolutionizing how anything that uses a network functions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. From, like you said, package delivery routes all the way to how we design the entire internet.
It all goes back to this.
Yeah, and that's what I love about this kind of research. It's not just about getting an answer. It's about opening up these new questions.
Totally. So we started with this one research paper, this deep dive into one specific thing. But really, we ended up where, I don't know, at the edge of like network optimization in general.
Yeah, with a big, big question mark.
Right, a big mystery still hanging out there. And who knows, maybe someone listening right now will be the one to actually crack this whole thing wide open.
I hope so. That'd be amazing.
That's the thing about ideas, right? They're out there just waiting for someone to, you know, grab onto them and see where they lead. So if you've been listening to this and you're like, wait, Jacobs-Stahl? What? Or I think I have an idea about those trees. Go read the paper. We've given you the shortcut, the overview.
Right.
But all those juicy details, that's on you. Go explore. Until next time, thanks for joining us for the deep dive. Keep those networks strong and those minds curious.